Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. You know, I think there's two things at play here. The first is that he's a very reserved guy. And so in the time that we're in right now, which is a very tumultuous, angry, emotional time, at the moment, reserved is not necessarily what the primary electorate seems to want. And so I think that's one part of it. I think it, by the way, will be a real asset to him in the general election as times are tumultuous and people looking for a president, not just a nominee. But I think secondly, too, it is the nature of our Republican electorate right now, that they're very angry about the president and the direction the president's taken us in. And they want someone who they believe will fight the president. Now, I think Governor Romney will do that on the issues. They seem to want something more emotive at the moment. I think that kind of ebbs and flows, and I think it'll eventually come back his way as we look at these contests that are coming up at the end of this month and then on to Super Tuesday.
There's Governor Chris Christie commenting on Mitt Romney stumbling in the polls, which he thinks is only temporary. And that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I apologize for my voice, but I've been in the East where there's early spring. From MSNBC, Rachel Maddow talked about the fallout from the Maine caucus.
In the great state of Maine this weekend, they voted some more. Republicans in four places in Maine met and caucused and tried to settle the question of whether Maine Republicans meant to give most of the state's 24 delegates to the establishment candidate, Mitt Romney, or to Congressman Ron Paul. Maine Republicans tried to settle this question at a more or less statewide caucus 2 weeks ago when the party chairman declared that night Mitt Romney the winner. He said that Mitt Romney had won over Ron Paul by 194 votes. Now, at the time, this seemed like great news for Mitt Romney, who was coming off losses in Missouri, Minnesota, and Colorado. But then, the Maine Republican chairman announced that Romney had won in Maine, right? So, turnaround. He announced that Romney had won, even though an entire county and several towns had not yet voted. And about a dozen towns that had voted, nevertheless, got recorded in the official Republican tally as having zero votes. And other towns' results had landed unnoticed in the chairman's email inbox. He had asked the towns to email him the results, and some ended up in his junk mail. When aggrieved Maine Republicans started confronting their party chairman about this, he told them essentially to go stick their heads in an ice fishing hole. Then the chairman said he had, in fact, recorded the results from that one county that voted, but that showed up with all the zeros in the official tally. He said he had counted those votes. He had them, but he wasn't going to tell anybody what those results were to avoid stirring up more drama, he said. The Maine Republican Party chairman also said he would not count the votes in Washington County, where there are 7,000 registered Republicans and where they postponed the caucus because of a forecast for snow. Washington County could still caucus, the party chairman said, but the results wouldn't count. In the end, the chairman caved on that, and now he says Washington County might count. Turnout was heavy in Washington County this weekend, nearly three times what they've seen in recent years, but they had nowhere near the crowds that had been predicted. And then, as he told us last week on this show that he would do, the county chairman from Washington County told the world what had happened there.
We had four votes for Newt Gingrich. We had 57 votes for Rick Santorum. We had 80 votes for Mitt Romney and 163 votes for Biden.
Ron Paul skunked Mitt Romney in Washington County, Maine. He doubled him up. Ron Paul also won the caucuses held in three small towns and other Maine counties this weekend. But Ron Paul did not win in those places by enough overall to overtake Mitt Romney's statewide lead. So, if you've been following this, you want to know what happened here? What started in Maine as Mitt Romney winning by 194 votes was then revised to Mitt Romney winning by 239 votes. Now, after Washington County, we expect that Mitt Romney will have won by 156 votes. But maybe it's 117 votes if you count like the Bangor Daily News counted. Honestly, who knows? Who could possibly know? But the next time Maine Republicans tell you that they should be trusted to fix voting problems of some stripe in the state of Maine, remember, this is how the state party runs their own elections when left to their own devices.
Up next, Rick Santorum continues to move up, but some have concerns about his sudden interest in social issues, including Ron Paul. We'll hear about that next on the Countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald. Admitted in California. Office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92122. Cases may be referred to or handled independently by local counsel for principal responsibility.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast and healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the Healing Seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
Talk Radio in Review, the Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's talk host John Osterlind talking about recent comments by Ron Paul. He was referring to Rick Santorum's sudden interest in social issues, which Ron Paul says is a great way to lose.
Ron Paul, who everybody's forgotten about, his old favorite uncle, Ron Paul, Republican candidate for president. He talked to that on CNN, Candy Crowley, and he said that social conservatism will be a losing position coming up in this election. Look, I'm a libertarian. I've been saying that for years. I've been saying, look, focus on the $16 trillion in debt. Focus on our government being big and bloated and too, it needs to be cut in half. Focus on that. When you start getting into contraception and things like that, mainstream America, middle America, they don't want to hear it. We're sitting here in the middle of Mardi Gras with all of this drunken debauchery. And I talked to a couple people while they were throwing up yesterday, and they agree. They said, yeah, man, we fiscally, we have to be more responsible in Washington, D.C. So they're having a good time, but they still know what the deal is. It's the social issues that drive some libertarians crazy. It's the social conservatism. Rick Santorum's been really, really walking that line lately. And again, do I believe in social conservatism? Absolutely. I think every family should have a mother and a father. I think it should almost be illegal to get divorced. But because that's how I completely feel that that's not our government's job to legislate or govern morality, how people live. So let's hear what Ron Paul said over the weekend when he sat down with Candy Crowley.
Are you uncomfortable with this talk about social issues? Do you consider it a winning area for Republicans in November?
No, I think it's a losing position. I mean, I talk about it because I have a precise understanding of how difficult problems should be solved, and they're not to be at the national level. We're not supposed to nationalize these problems. The founders were very clear that problems like this, if there needs to be legislation of sorts, the states have the right to write the legislation that they so choose. And that solves a lot of our problems. I mean, the whole idea that it's a national issue on who has to pay for birth control pills.
He's right. We did this whole birth control thing last week in the Obamacare, where the Catholic universities and some Catholic hospitals and businesses were upset that they were being forced now to pay for something they don't believe in, which is contraception. Now, they have that right. That is their right. Why is the government getting involved? The government shouldn't be getting involved there. And Ron Paul's 100% right. Look, if you want to use contraception, no, that's your issue. But why should federal taxpayer dollars, again, like going for inner city schools all over America, why should they be going to pay for women's birth control? They shouldn't.
Now, CNN's Anderson Cooper talked about Rick Santorum and the religious comments he's been making lately that are starting to cause a backlash against him.
Now, Santorum is now running 10 points ahead of Mitt Romney, and though some polling shows the race in Michigan tightening, is looking like a Santorum blowout in Texas, where University of Texas, Texas Tribune survey shows the senator polling at 45% with Newt Gingrich a distant second, Romney third, edging out Texas Congressman Ron Paul. On Saturday, Santorum, speaking to the Ohio Christian Alliance in Georgetown, Ohio, was slamming President Obama's energy policy, suggesting the president wants to see higher prices, and summing it up this way. Listen.
This is what the president's agenda is. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about your quality of life. It's not about your jobs. It's about some phony ideal. Some phony theology. Oh, not a theology based on the Bible, a different theology.
That phrase, a different theology, sparked a controversy which Senator Santorum, at least initially, seemed to embrace. Here's what he said when asked about it later that same day.
Obviously, he is now forcing people to do things that he believes that they have the right that they should do. The Catholic Church has a theology that says that this is a wrong, and he's saying, no, I've got a different, you want to call it a theology, you may want to call it secular values, whatever you want to call it, it's a different moral values. And the President of the United States is exercising his values and trumping the values of the Church. If you don't want to call it a theology, I'm fine, you can have them let me know what they want to call it. But it is a different set of moral values.
Do you believe he's less of a Christian than, say, someone?
No one's suggesting that. I'm suggesting that, you know, that, well, obviously, as we all know, in the Christian church, there are a lot of different stripes of Christianity. And so you can say he's I'm just saying he's imposing his values on the church, and I think that's wrong.
But if he's imposing one brand of Christian values on another type of Christian values,
he's opposing his values on the Christian church. He can characterize those values any way he wants. I'm not going to.
But he says he's a Christian. Are you arguing
that's,
with
that? The president says he's a Christian. He's a Christian.
Now, you heard the senator saying you don't have to call it theology, but then in the very next sentence, he calls those differences, quote, a different set of moral values, and then accused the president of imposing those values on the Christian church. And the very next day, on Sunday, when CBS's Bob Schieffer asked about his initial remarks, Santorum seemed to say this wasn't really about the president or religion, but it was about the environment.
I wasn't suggesting the president's not a Christian. I accept the fact that the president's a Christian.
Rick Santorum on CBS's Face the Nation denying he was implying anything about President Obama's Christianity. As for whether he was questioning the president's moral fiber with phrases like, quote, different moral values, and quote, trumping the moral values of the church, well, you can decide for yourself.
Up next, more on the race, less on the candidates. Talk Radio Countdown Show is what you're listening to.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television in the focus, and that includes the 2012 election. Here's host Kevin Thomas talking to Admiral Dennis Blair about the attempts to get a third-party candidate into the race.
Now, you're part of a national group, Americans Elect, that is looking to change the presidential election process, and you're not waiting for 4 years. You're looking to do this time around. What is Americans Elect all about?
Well, we are a group who are not satisfied with the choices for president that are being given to the American people. We're not satisfied by the process by which they're choosing them. So we have on all 50 states, and we have 30 down, and we're filing in Nebraska tomorrow, or next week, by the way, ballot access for a third ticket. And we're going to pick our ticket in May of this year by an internet-based caucus or primary or convention, really, because it's one national convention, and the ticket's going to be balanced. It's the presidential candidate, so a Republican, the vice president has to be a Democrat, and that ticket will be on the ballot in all 50 states, and we think it gives a much better choice to Americans than what they get by the party system.
The two-party system right now, it's been around for a long time, but the partisan level of politics in Washington and in many other places around the country has really gotten to a point where it's so difficult for any one person to cross the aisle and work with the opposite party because of the backlash they may feel within their own party. What do you think is to blame for how far we've gone here in this two-party system?
I think there are a couple of things, Kevin. Number one is that the certainly in the House, the gerrymandering has made the seats very, very safe for each party. That means that the primary is really the election in for most House seats. And, of course, the party faithful who come out for those primaries are generally to the right in the case of the Republicans, to the left in the case of the Democrats. The only way you can lose one of those elections is by not being far enough to the extreme, so we get extreme candidates. The super PACs, of course, also make a difference because they put that extreme negative tenor into it. The 24-hour news cycle, the sort of dumbing down and intense pressure, all has pushed the parties to the right in the area where Americans used to be great, compromised to do great things, and then squeezed out. We just don't see that anymore, and we think it needs to be restored.
From Fox News, John Scott talked to analyst Chris Steigerwalt about what happens after the Republicans have a nominee, and namely, the selection of a running mate.
Chris, you know, you would think that when you get down to a 1-2 situation, if it's Mitt Romney's nominee, he might want to pick Rick Santorum just to sort of satisfy everybody. But that's not necessarily a choice that makes sense.
Well, it doesn't always make sense. You know, you saw in 2008, John, with the Democrats, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton took it down to the wire. But he passed her over in favor of another opponent in the race who had dropped out much earlier, Joe Biden, to pick him. It was an outreach to the same kind of voters, blue-collar folks in a swing state like Pennsylvania. But he did not want to have to revisit all of the very unhappy and sort of nasty things that had passed back and forth between the campaign with having her out on the trail running for him. So he bypassed her and went to Biden. And certainly, as things get nastier and nastier in the Republican race, it's harder for one of these folks to pick another one of them to be their running mate because it just dredges up all of the worst things that anybody said about anybody else.
Yeah, so it makes you look insincere or maybe even hypocritical if you have been blasting somebody with negative ads and then you turn around and pick them as a running mate.
Right, and especially because the Democrats would then say, even his running mate said XYZ about Governor Romney or Senator Santorum or Speaker Gingrich, and it cues up too good a soundbite for the other side.
The folks at Fairleigh Dickinson University took a poll, and they asked Republicans, essentially, who would you like to see in the number two spot? And they polled, I think, 799 Republican and independents, and these are the answers they got. More of them for Marco Rubio, the freshman Florida senator, than even Rick Santorum or Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey. Are you surprised at those results?
No, and I would think that this reflects the hunger among the Republican electorate for new blood, and Marco Rubio is new to the national stage. He doesn't have a lot of baggage. He doesn't have a lot of things that opponents can attack. He is Hispanic. He is from a swing state. He is like a demographic twofer for the Republicans. It makes sense, and also, of course, he's a fantastic public speaker and conservatives love his message, so it's not surprising that he'd be in there.
Okay, had enough of politics. Let's get to the Israeli-Iranian situation up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a Working with Wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Thank heaven we're halfway through this hour. A review of the hot hits in talk radio, with our attention now being turned to Iran. Here's Soledad O'Brien talking to former UN Weapons Inspector David Albright about the questions he thinks Iran needs to answer about their nuclear program.
What are those questions exactly?
Well, the two most important are, did Iran work on the processes and the research and development to build a nuclear weapon itself? There are a lot of steps in building a nuclear weapon. It's enriched in uranium, but it's also necessary to learn how to make the enriched uranium turn into a nuclear explosive, and that's complicated. Another is, did Iran have a military-controlled program to enrich uranium? Was this chrome site that was discovered by Western intelligence in 2009 actually part of a program run by the military to produce weapon-grade uranium for a nuclear weapon? And so those two areas are the key ones that the IAEA has been focusing on, and Iran so far has refused to cooperate. It started to cooperate in 2007, and then in 2008 it broke off all cooperation on these two subjects.
You have said you don't expect cooperation and you don't expect these issues to be resolved unless there is concessions and major concessions from both sides. Spell out what those concessions you think would have to be to make progress.
Well, it's a very complicated problem, and I think what the IAEA is looking for on this visit is some concrete result that shows that Iran plans to open up. The IAEA can't deliver very much to Iran in terms of concessions, so Iran's going to be looking to the West, particularly to the United States, to start to make concessions that get to its security concerns. I mean, will the U.S. Be willing to say we're not going to try to overthrow the regime? Will the U.S. accept Iran's enrichment program for peaceful uses? These are all very tough concessions, particularly now when both countries are entering a political season and and the threat of war is increasing.
Host Bill Cunningham here talked to David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, about plans to launch a preemptive strike against Iran and the nuclear weapons program.
Talk to me about whether or not Israel should strike Iran militarily, should it continue with its plan to get nuclear weapons, yes or no?
The short answer is yes. There is no way that a country the size of New Jersey can afford to just watch the Iranians, who are sworn to destroy Israel, develop these nuclear weapons.
And isn't it serendipitous that Benjamin Netanyahu is the prime minister, because there's probably no prime minister more likely to strike Iran than the current one in Israel? Isn't that rather serendipitous?
Well, I would say that almost any prime minister in Israel would do what it has to do when it comes to a survival issue like this. We're not talking about a choice issue, whether it's a good tactic, whether it's even whether it's a good strategy. The issue is very clear. There's a country which is manned by Ayatollahs who want to destroy Israel. They've stated it very clearly. It's an integral part of their ideology, and it is very clear to Israeli intelligence over many years that this is what they have been planning, and they are at the breaking point, very close to the breaking point.
Now, I listened this afternoon to CNN, and one of their commentators made the comment. It was his view that Israel should stand down, and much like America puts up with a nuclear China or a nuclear North Korea, and simply contain a nuclear Iran, knowing that a mutually assured destruction, according to this expert, Israel had 300 to 400 nuclear warheads and could obliterate the entire country of Iran, and it would do so if attacked militarily by Iran. It would obliterate the whole country. And so this expert made the point, why not just have mutually assured destruction and not do it? Iran has got to know Israel could obliterate it. Why not take that approach, Mayor?
Well, mainly because we're not looking to launch nuclear attacks against other countries. We would like to prevent that. And the situation is such that, you know, this fellow from CNN apparently doesn't understand the radical Islamic ideology that is an integral part of Iran, which is to destroy Jews, to kill Jews. It comes straight from their religious doctrine. And we don't have the luxury of sitting over there in CNN studios, right, and say, well, we're going to let them do it.
Mary, if there was a vote somehow in Israel, what does your sense tell you? What would the Israelis themselves say, recognizing that about one-third of the nation is Arab? If there was a vote whether to go to war with Iran, if they got a nuclear weapon or not, what's your sense about what the Israelis themselves would vote?
I believe that there would be an overwhelming majority for an attack on Iran. If the military has come to the conclusion that it will be successful in stopping their nuclear program. And I believe that that majority would include the Arab population of Israel.
The price you're paying for gasoline, will it hit $5 a gallon? We'll find out next.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the tool mega sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale starting this Friday only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This was the Gulf's best tourism season in years.
All because so many people came to Louisiana.
They came to see us in Florida.
Make that Alabama.
Make that Mississippi.
Hi, this is Karen Sock from Biloxi, Mississippi.
This is Ron Hardy from Panama City, Florida.
Hey, this is Charles Zisson in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
This is Bill Kearney from New Orleans, Louisiana.
The best part of the Gulf is wherever you choose. And now's a great time to discover it.
This is a cordial invitation to visit the Gulf Coast this winter.
Brought to you by BP and all of us who call the Gulf home.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy.
I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Here's radio man Joel Riley with financial analyst Clark Hodges. They talk about speculators who affect the price you pay for gas one more time.
People in the speculation crude oil deal, they see that Iran makes a move. The move is that we're no longer going to ship oil to Great Britain, and we're no longer going to ship oil to France, even though Great Britain hasn't taken any oil from Iran in the last 6 months, and France only gets 3% of their oil from Iran. When the speculators see that move, they get jukey, price goes up. Clark, how high do you think gas prices are going to go?
Well, people are saying that by the summertime, it could be $5 a gallon. I know in some parts of the country, like California, some of that's already happening.
$5 a gallon?
Yes. Pretty scary, huh?
Well, it's one of those things that, you know, I mean, people have their budget. People make what they make. And if you burn 20 gallons of gas a week and you go from having to spend $70 to $100, it's not like you can just manufacture another $30 to get you through the week.
That's correct. It's going to really put a damper on any economic recovery that this country's seeing. And I don't understand why that's not talked about more, because at $1.84 is where the gas prices were when Obama was elected. And now it's this high. It makes a huge difference in what you're able to spend every month. And it affects everybody. And it's a trickle down effect that you cannot ignore. And if you can imagine paying $1.84, we'd have such a better economic recovery going on than we are now.
Can you compare what was going on in the country or globally that caused us to have $1.84 gasoline 4 years ago, where now it's almost double that?
I think a lot of it has to do with you're always going to have a tumultuous feel over there in that part of the world. And any time you've got political unrest all over the world and news comes out about that, it scares. And like you said earlier, there's a lot of manipulation and speculation going on with the price of oil. So the only thing we can control is our domestic policy here and what our take is on it, and drilling on our own land. And that's been something that's never been really addressed, and alternative fuels have never really been pushed to the forefront because of a lot of different reasons, political and cost-wise. But there's plenty of oil here to get out of our ground. It's not being done. Environmental issues are precluding it from being done. There's natural gas that's an option, especially for like fleets and 18-wheelers and stuff like that. That's not being done. So there's a lot of things going on, but it's only going to get worse as time goes on, and we're going to suffer through this on occasion because no one's addressed long-term fixing the problem.
Talko's Joe Soucere about the skyrocketing gas prices as well on his program and what consumers will do when it hits upwards of $5 a gallon.
These gas prices, we're back to asking that question. At what point will you say, that's it, I'm not driving? We're headed to $5 a gallon. I was reading about it today. Oil around the world is priced differently. Brent crude from the North Sea is a proxy for the foreign oil that's imported by U.S. refineries and turned into gasoline. Its price has risen 11% so far this year to around $119 a barrel because of tensions with Iran, a cold snap in Europe, and rising demand from developing nations. There's your key. Rising demand from developing nations. We've had a long, great run of what, compared to the rest of the world, is fairly inexpensive gasoline. I don't know how we can continue to expect to have that run. There's too much demand for it. West Texas Intermediate, used to price oil produced in the U.S., is up 4% to around $103 a barrel. That's 19% higher than a year earlier. Higher gas prices could hurt consumers' spending and curtail the recent improvement in the economy. A 25-cent jump in gasoline prices, if sustained over a year, would cost the economy about $35 billion. Holy mackerel.
Wow.
That's only a 0.2% total of the U.S. economy, but economists say it's a meaningful amount, especially at a time when growth is so barely noticeable. The economy grew 2.8% in the fourth quarter, a rate considered modest following a recession. High oil and gas prices now set the stage for even sharper increases at the pump because gas typically rises in March and April. So now, you know what they're predicting? The staycation. The staycation. People won't be going on vacations. They'll be having a staycation because the gas price is going to be too prohibitive.
Host Phil Chancata talked about high prices of gasoline in his area and how it may change our routine.
Here's a simple fact. It ain't pretty, but it's a simple fact. Gas prices have never been higher this time of year. Never. At $5.53 a gallon, national average prices are already up 25 cents since January 1st, and experts say they could reach a record 4.25 a gallon by late April. Yeah. Suddenly, 3.30, whatever. What's the best around town right now? Couple of three, and then with a two in it yet.
Yeah.
Just a couple. Yeah. You're doing good if you get a 329er. Expect it's going to be going up. Let's see. Michael Lynch, president of the Strategic Energy and Economic Research, says you're going to see a lot more staycations this year. By the way, this brings up another topic with me. I've kind of had it up to here, pointing to my eyes now, with fake words.
Yeah, I was just saying I hate staycations.
The cutesy fake word thing. Really, it's kind of played. It was funny at first, and now, what, did you hear me? I said staycation. Not a word. It's not a vacation if you're sitting at home playing Dungeons and Dragons. You don't call that a staycation. That's a day at home. When the price gets anywhere near $4, you really see people react, he said. Now, this is my other age-old question with gas prices as I continue to talk about this topic here. I'm always fascinated with the magic number. What is your magic number? In other words, back when gas prices were jumping up really high, and we're getting real close now, again, I was always fascinated when bringing this up on the air. What is the magic number for you? And when I say magic number, I mean the number at which you go, whoa, I'm changing something I do daily in my daily routine. Whoa. Do you see gas is fill in the blank? The magic number. At what point does it have to hit before you say, we're going to carpool to some degree, or, we're only going to use one car instead of two, or, I'm going to take public transportation or walk or even change the number of errands I run when I'm driving? What's the magic number? Is it going to be four? Is it going to be 4.25 for you? My theory is the magic number is huge. My theory is this country loves cars so much, and we can't figure out how to make a car that that runs without gasoline in it, that we, $5 a gallon? Maybe. Maybe. I think the magic number may be higher than that for a lot of people. If that wasn't the case, you wouldn't see so many SUVs on the road yet, would you? Getting, what, 12, 14 miles a gallon only? People don't mind. We love our vehicles. We love our big vehicles.
Up next, the situation in Afghanistan. That's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen trying to make it through the Talk Radio Countdown. This is something that I think we'll be all focused on today and for the next couple of days. In Afghanistan, U.S. troops are under criticism for burning Qurans. Talk Radio interview had John Allen, the commander of U.S. troops. He explained what happened, offered his apologies for what he says was the accidental destruction of religious items by U.S. troops.
Overnight, we received reports that there had been a number of religious materials that had been gathered at the detainee facility at Parwan. Those materials were inadvertently given to troops for disposition, and that disposition was to burn the materials. It was not a decision that was made because they were religious materials. It was not a decision that was made with respect to the faith of Islam. It was a mistake. It was an error. The moment we found out about it, we immediately stopped and we intervened. One of the very first things I did was to initiate an investigation. In fact, I intend to invite the Afghans to join us on this investigation, which I think is very important for their sense of transparency on this. And so we'll look into the reason that those materials were gathered. We'll look into the manner in which the decision was made to dispose of them in this manner. I will tell you this. I'm going to take steps inside this headquarters to issue an order today on how we will handle religious materials for the faith of Islam henceforth by ISAF, so that something like this just cannot happen again. Well, first of all, I offer my sincere apologies, as I have this morning in phone calls to a number of senior Afghans here in Kabul. I offered my sincere apologies to the President to the government of Afghanistan, but most importantly to the people, the noble people of Afghanistan. So that's my first point. The second point is very important as well, and that is this was unintentional. There was no intention by any member of ISAF to defame the faith of Islam or to desecrate the precious religious materials of this faith. Well, this is not who we are. These are very, very isolated incidents. We've been here a long time. We've been shoulder to shoulder with the Afghans for a long time. We've been dying alongside the Afghans for a long time because we believe in them. We believe in their country. We want to have every opportunity to give them a bright future. So these are isolated incidents. And my apology to the Afghans has to be accompanied by my certainty to them, my assurance to them that these kinds of incidents, when they do occur, we will move quickly to correct them. We will move quickly to hold people accountable. But my promise to them is that these are isolated incidents. They are not about who we are. We stand for more than that, and we will continue to stand by the Afghans in the future.
On MSNBC, Alex Wagner talked to a panel including Steve Kamaki, Richard Wolff, Anna Marie Cox, and Robert Trainum about the investigation that's already been launched into the burning of the Qurans by the U.S. troops.
The U.S. commander of NATO in Afghanistan has apologized and is now ordering a full investigation of reports that foreign troops improperly disposed of copies of the Quran at Bagram Air Base. I read this piece of news and my takeaway was this is not good. We have a statement released by Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta on the treatment of these religious materials. He says, I support General Allen's swift and decisive action to investigate this matter. I will carefully review the final results of the investigation to ensure that we take all steps necessary and appropriate. He calls out the inappropriate treatment of the materials and apologizes to the Afghan people. We continually get news out of the Middle East in terms of a declining impression about America and what we've done over there. You know, there were the allegations or there were the photos that were circulated of U.S. forces desecrating the body of an Afghan militant. Then we have this. I mean, what is everybody's assessment here beyond not good? How much does this hurt us?
Well, isn't it, you know, after 10 years, whatever the specifics were that happened here, didn't happen here, we have a foreign military presence in a country for 10 years. I think it just exacerbates the sense of humiliation, justified or not, on the part of the local population. And when you have, this proves it, I think, because you have just a report. Whether it's true, whether it's not, there's no trust. There's instant resentment.
Instant apology as well.
Right, and there's a sense, right, that
like, yes, right, everyone believes it happened.
Exactly.
No investigation, but everyone like is on, yep, that probably happened.
Remember the story about abuse of the Quran in Guantanamo Bay led to riots and death in Afghanistan not so long ago. So, you know, one mistake, okay, but after a while, people think there is a basis for believing there is some institutional attitude here, which I don't believe there is, but how reckless and careless can you be?
And time again, we have heard our elected officials say that all of our troops are going through sensitivity training and so forth, but yet again, this continues to happen.
And this, so I think to Steve's point, the longer we stay there, just the more chances this has to happen. There is no level of sensitivity training that you can do on our side.
Let's also be fair that I'm not excusing this behavior at all, but the stress levels on those in combat and also returning home and the lack of attention that's paid to veterans affairs and veterans jobs and jobs training when they get back home is, I dare say, unconscionable.
Find out more about what's going on by going to the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.